WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Right now for Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, says ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Tornado watch is in effect. Not just any tornado watch, a PDS, a particularly dangerous situation. This is reserved for the most significant type of storm events.
Nimmo back at the track. Gone!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Athletics.
Back at the track, looking up, it is way gone. Over the batter's eye, and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry. Backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall, it is gone.
Left throws, and a fly ball. Center field back again and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Certainly a welcome sight in the desert as the sun has emerged yet again, getting you set for Brewers Athletics. Second time these two teams have met in Cactus League play. Hi, everybody. Jeff Levering with you. Alongside is Josh Maurer, and Kent Sommerfeld is our producer and engineer. Freddy Peralta gets the ball for the Brewers. Only a couple of more appearances for him before the regular season begins in New York. Right-hander Mitch Spence starts for the Athletics. We'll get you the starting lineups for this tussle between the Brewers and A's when we come back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You can get your podcast.
Brewers and A's from American Family Fields of Phoenix, part of a split squad for the Brewers. Got one of the A teams playing against the A's. And how about the starting lineups for you? Let's bring in Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Jeff. And these lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Oakland, the former home of these Athletics. We're going to call them just the Athletics here today. And they have this lineup, part of a split squad day. It's their number one prospect, Jacob Wilson. He's their shortstop. youngster is batting in the leadoff spot. Then Seth Brown, the veteran, batting second, playing first base. Miguel Andujar, the designated hitter, hits third. And a waiver pickup, C.J. Alexander, the right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Third baseman is Max Schumann. He'll bat fifth. And a young catcher, Johnny Pareda, is number six here today. Picked up in a trade from the Marlins. Drew Avens in center field on a minor league contract. Avens hits seventh. One of the top prospects, Max Muncy, batting eighth. He's the second baseman. So between shortstop and second base, you could see the future of the middle infield for the Athletics. And then it's a former Brewer, Esteori Ruiz, in left field to round out the lineup for this Athletics team here today. The acting manager is Darren Bush. They'll all face Freddy Peralta. Meanwhile, for Pat Murphy and the crew, Sal Frelick is in the leadoff spot this afternoon and playing center field. William Contreras, he'll be the designated hitter and number two batter. And Christian Yelich, what a spring he's had thus far, including a grand slam here yesterday. Yelich bats third. He's in the outfield playing left. Reese Hoskins, speaking of great swing springs, he's had some good swings. He's the cleanup batter and first baseman. Joey Ortiz at second base again. He'll hit fifth, and then it's Manuel Margot, the right fielder, in the sixth spot. Jorge Alfaro still in the big league camp. The catcher Alfaro hits seventh. Caleb Durbin over at third base today, batting eighth. And Cooper Pratt, even though he's been reassigned to the minor league camp, Pratt gets the start as the shortstop here in the big league game this afternoon. They'll all face a man fighting for a rotation spot for the Athletics, right-hander Mitch Spence. The umpire lineup presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Since 1985, they've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients. For fairness on and off the field, and justice in particular off that field, Cannon and Dunphy, trust them. Home plate umpire today, Macon Hammond. The crew chief is Paul Clemens and Darius Ghani and Mark Bass. Join Paul on the base paths. We'll wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards and get your first pitch right after this from Maryvale on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Save big money right now at Menards, your lighting headquarters. Find the perfect lighting for your home with new selectable color temperature TrueWave LED bulbs from Sylvania. Simply adjust the color temperature to change the lighting in a snap. Receive $10 instant savings on a qualifying purchase of $40 or more on TrueWave LED bulbs now through March 16th. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's in Baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Wisconsin Dental Association.
Let's wrap up this on-deck show built by Menards with an injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference Reliever Nick Mears was so sick earlier this week that he lost about 10 pounds in just a few days. Pat Murphy intimated this morning it's a possibility that Mears is on the injured list to begin the regular season because of that. He's got to ramp back up and back up. Jeff, gain some of that weight back. Jeff Levering has your play-by-play in the first.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad Nick Mears is feeling much better, even if it is a delayed start to his regular season. This copyright broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, may not be reproduced, retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. All set to go on the first pitch of the game to Jacob Wilson is slashed foul down the right field line. And off we go. That disclaimer brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. 56 degrees in Milwaukee, 60 degrees in Phoenix. And we're going to have a pitch timer violation on the hitter, Jacob Wilson. So he's in an 0-2 hole, just like that. Not an enviable position to be in. Wide open stance in the 0-2. Hit foul again. So it would have been 0-2 anyway. It's 0-2 the traditional way now. Two strikes on Wilson, our first pitch today. Always brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field and find Carbless right here at the ballpark. 0-2 is up and out at 96. One ball and two strikes. Carbless, less is more. Jacob Wilson, top prospect in the athletic system. Hitting 211 this spring, the pitch from Freddie, down and away with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Seth Brown and then Miguel Andujar scheduled for the Athletics. Just underway, Freddie Peralta. Ready to rock and fire again on 2-2. And a fly ball into shallow left. Cooper Pratt goes out from his shortstop position. He'll be called off by Christian Yelich. And he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One up and one down for Seth Brown. First inning of Brewers Baseball brought to you by Quick Trip. Sweeten your game with delicious Nature's Touch ice cream from Quick Trip. Proud partner of Brewers Baseball. Seth Brown, left-handed batter. Spent the majority of the season last year in the big leagues. Hit 14 homers, drove in 44, breaks his bat and gets a base hit to right. Got in on his hands with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he muscled it for a knock. One-out single for Andujar. And Brewers defensively today, Yelich, Frelich, Margot, left to right in the outfield. Durbin, Pratt, Ortiz, and Hoskins, third to first on the infield, and Jorge Alfaro does the catching. Again, the Brewers are in a split squad, the other half of their contingent in Tempe against the Angels. And Duhar takes outside for ball one. The zip on Peralta's fastball right from the get-go. See, 94 to 97. And a 1-0 instead of toss over to first base. Two balls and no strikes. I tell you, Josh, I think that these A's uniforms might be my favorite spring training threads in all of baseball.
I'm right there with you. That's the Kelly Green.
1-0, breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by Alfaro. Now, the Brewers' cream jerseys are awesome. Their Rhodes, when they wear the navy blue, are fantastic. But the Kelly Green tops and the players that decide to wear their pants up showing the stirrups, much like Seth Brown is over at first base with the yellow socks and the Kelly Green and yellow stripes. Runner goes, a swing and a bouncer, foul outside of third. Makes the count two balls and one strike. Showing the stockings and the stirrups is just it's a classic look, and it looks really good with this color combination.
Love it. Especially, I think, too, with those bright yellow caps atop. You could actually say they're camouflaged with the baseball field a little bit.
If it weren't for the yellow caps, you're right. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to Andujar is fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. Well, and in this day and age where players are able to wear whatever color cleats you'd like, remember in the A's system, used to be you could only wear white spikes. That was it. forever. Now you got guys wearing yellow spikes with some white on them, but mostly white. 2-2, ground ball, base hit right side. Nice piece of hitting by Andujar as Brown puts on the brakes at second base. Then Will Margot tosses it in. Inside out swing and a fastball up and in from Freddy Peralta. And C.J. Alexander, left-handed hitting right fielder, is the batter. Two on and one away for Oakland.
Freddy Peralta's got the Oakland yellow spikes on, pitching for the Brewers here on the hill this afternoon.
Starting to see that more and more these days. Players using their personalities and showing their flair. Pitches a strike, sometimes 46 pieces of flair. It's 0-1 on Alexander.
Only when regulated.
Only when regulated, of course. And through the approval of the equipment guy. Here's the 0-1, and that's a strike. It's 0-2. J&L Cajon down in the Brewers clubhouse. Taking care of all the gear.
What was the minimum amount of flair that Jennifer Aniston had to wear?
I think it was 26 pieces. I don't know. It was like five.
Yeah, it was something like that. But her boss didn't like her only doing the minimum.
Two strikes and the pitch. It's low and in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on C.J. Alexander. Clouds passing by at the moment. Temperatures starting to heat up. It's going to be in the 80s next week. Could be in the 90s by the time the team breaks camp and goes to New York. Ground ball towards the middle. Peralta knocks it down, goes to second for one, on to first. Got him. 1-6-3 on the double play. If Peralta doesn't get his glove on it, Pratt takes care of it anyway. Brewers turn two. They're coming to the plate in the bottom of the first. In just a moment, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Attention auto enthusiasts. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel is bringing you huge savings while supplies last. Stock up on Evercraft and Craftsman clearance items. And don't miss out on Cam 2 Brake Clean. Just $1.99 per can. Sold only by the case of 12. Plus, buy two Griot's Garage Wash and Wax products and save $5. These deals won't last forever. Shop now through April 30th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Sal Frelick, William Contreras, and Christian Yelich coming to the plate in this bottom of the first inning against right-hander Mitch Spence. And the right-hander deals strike one on Frelick. A late addition to the Brewers lineup. Sal Frelick was in it, but Bryce Terang was a late scratch. Cooper Pratt scheduled to come off the bench today, and he is in the game starting at short. Turned that double play to end the top of the first. This one fouled away. And it's 0-2 on Sal Frelick. So a very late lineup change, but no big deal. If we get any word on what's going on with Bryce Terang, we will send it your way. Here comes the 0-2 to Frelick, and a swing and a miss. Spence struck him out. One up and one down. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories It's Miller time. Contreras at 364, a homer he's driven in four this spring. A couple of RBIs yesterday. Brewers' big win against the Giants, 11-5. Pitch from Spence, and it's up and in. One ball and no strikes. Great to see great Brewers friends and family. Roger and Jackie Kaplinger coming up to the booth and saying hi. 1-0, here's the pitch, and it is a ground ball. Sharply hit, knocked down by the first baseman, Brown. Tries to get the out at first, and instead a near collision. And Contreras is aboard with a base hit. Brown got its laces on it on that big first baseman's glove. Ended up trickling into shallow right field. Tried to feed Spence on the run. But instead, not to be. So Contreras gets a base hit. First hit of the game for Milwaukee, and now Christian Yelich is here. Christian Yelich, a grand slam in yesterday's game. He's in left field today. He's hit three homers this spring. Rhys Hoskins on deck, Contreras aboard at first, and the pitch home is down and in. 92 on that one from Spence. Brewers at 10-9-1 in Cactus League play. 1-0 on Yelich. Spence from the stretch looks at first and delivers. It's down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Not too long until the Brewers break camp. Last game will be next Monday. About 10 days left. Before we head to New York. Here's a 2-0. Swing and a miss over the top of a cutter. Two and one on Christian Yelich. Looks good at the plate. Swing is dialed in. Most importantly, he's healthy. Feels good. It's a big key to what the Brewers are going to do offensively this year. 2-1 now. It's low. Three balls, one strike.
How beautiful was that swing on the 3-0 pitch yesterday that he hit off the batter's eye for the grand slam? That was vintage Yelich.
3-0 hacks down in Arizona. You got to love it. The 3-1 takes a big swing, comes up empty. Three balls and two strikes. That was another cutter. That's what hitters are working on. They're just trying to do different things, see different pitches, zone some things up. And even 3-0 hacks. Might not see it so much in the regular season, but down here in Arizona, why not? 3-2, bounce right back to the mound. Spence has it, goes to second for one. On to first, it's a double play. And the inning ends, 1-6-3. Just as the Brewers turned in the top half, the Athletics do the same in the bottom half. On our way to inning number two. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers Community Nights are better than ever for 2025. Celebrate the community with curated local vendors, music, and more at Pride Night, Negro Leagues Tribute Game, and Serviceros Night. Get tickets at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
American Family Insurance is always a great call.
That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Max Schumann leads it off for the A's in the top of the second inning. Schumann starting at third base today. Schumann, then Pareda and Avens. First pitch from Peralta. Breaking ball misses. One ball and no strikes. The A's come into this one at 12-9-1. Peralta grunting his way to strike one. 95 on that blistering fastball in the outside corner. Ball and strike on Schumann. Brewers will see the Athletics in April in Milwaukee. Pitches down and away. Two balls and one strike. And I'm really working hard not to call them the Oakland A's or the Sacramento A's because they are just the Athletics.
Don't do it.
I'm really struggling with it. 2-1 pitch to Schumann. Fly ball to right. Sends Margot back a few steps, spinning one more time and makes the catch in front of the warning track for out number one. So that was one of the big conversation pieces when they moved to Sacramento. Are they going to be known as the Sacramento A's? You can't call them the Oakland A's because they're not in Oakland anymore. And for all intents and purposes, they're clearly not in Las Vegas yet. They haven't broken ground on their new ballpark, the old side of the Tropicana across from the MGM and the Excalibur. But it's excavated. It's ready to go. Pareda sends one in the air on the right side. That's going to be in the ballpark. Margot, a couple of steps in, and he makes the catch for out number two. But from what we have gathered, the ballpark in Sacramento, which has needed to be retrofitted to Major League Baseball standards, not just new lights, but also brand new press box, brand new clubhouses. They're replacing the turf. They're going to have to do that in June as well, because it's going to be blistering hot this summer in Sacramento. That turf is going to wear it because the Sacramento Rivercats, a Triple-A team for the Giants, also will play there this year. First pitch strike on Avens, and it's 0-1. Going to be a weird year in Sacramento. 0-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2.
I mean, they're almost literally going to be playing a game every day throughout the 6 months of the baseball season between the Triple-A club and these Athletics.
And it's mostly the Sacramento Rivercats front office that's doing all the heavy lifting. 0-2, a swing and a miss, and Peralta blows it by Avens to end the inning. He picks up his first ortho ASAP strikeout in the process. A's go down in order. Reese Hoskins will lead it off in the bottom of the second when we come back. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Halogen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
Reese Hoskins leads it off for the Brewers. He's our cleanup batter today. No score, bottom of the second inning. Mitch Spence back to work in his first pitch to Hoskins. Fly ball into shallow center. Couple of steps in is Avens. He makes the catch for out number one. Our cleanup hitter, brought to you by Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. One pitch and one out in this bottom of the second for Joey Ortiz. Hit a homer yesterday, his first of the spring. A bullet that didn't get above maybe 15 feet off the ground. A two iron out to left center. First pitch from Spence is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Manuel Margot is on deck. A's with a couple of hits in the first inning. The Brewers had a base hit from William Contreras. Pitch to Ortiz is inside, and it hit him right off the elbow pads. The Brewers get another one out. Base runner ahead of Margot. Well, if you haven't tried the Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, what are you waiting for? It's award-winning. And douse your brat in some of it. You know it's delicious, too. And don't forget about that Cedar Crest ice cream. Get it in sandwich form, a pint, a gallon, whatever you like. You know it's the best when it's Cedar Crest. Hitter is Manuel Margot, and a half swing and a miss on the first pitch from Mitch Spence. Could go for a bowl of Cedar Crest ice cream right about now. Haven't been home in a while.
Yeah, and out on the berm today with the sun back out here, that'd be a great treat.
Margot waits and takes up and in. One ball and one strike. We had over 9,000 people at the ballpark yesterday taking in that win against the San Francisco Giants. Fewer bodies today, but much better weather today than what we experienced in the Valley yesterday. Ball and strike on Margot. And he whacks one to the gap in left center field. It's down and off the wall and a bounce. Esteuri Ruiz gets it in as Ortiz is held at third. A $75 double off the bat of Manuel Margot. $75 to the MAC Fund for every double hit by a Brewers player during the regular season. Thanks to our friends at West Bend, the silver lining. And the Brewers, who are very left-handed in terms of their outfield bats, Manuel Margot putting on a show in spring training. Second and third with only one away for Jorge Alfaro. Infield comes up for the Athletics. First pitch hit foul just to the right of us and back down into the crowd. Cutter at 93 from Spence right on the outside corner. Pitch timer under 10 as Spence comes set at the belt. Checks his runners. In the 0-1. Grounded to short. And it eats up Wilson into shallow left center. A base hit. Two runs are going to come around and score. There will be a play at second base. Alfaro beats the throw. 2-0 Milwaukee. For Jacob Wilson, he had one opportunity, and that was to charge that topspin ground ball and try and get it on the side saddle. Instead, it went under his glove, and it will go as a two-run double for Jorge Alfaro.
He was playing in a few steps there because the runner was at third base. Just kind of looked like got caught between hops. Good break there for the crew.
Three straight base runners and now ground ball to the left side. Diving stab by Schumann. Gets up and throws Caleb Durbin out. Nice play by Schumann. Not an easy task to throw out the speedster Caleb Durbin. Schumann a step and a dive and got up and threw a strike to first. Two away, runner still at second base for Cooper Pratt. Pratt enjoying a nice spring when he has come over and played on the big league side. 333, four RBIs, had a couple of doubles out in Goodyear not 10 days ago. And a step off by Spence, who wants to change the sign. Uses a disengagement to do it. Alfaro, the catcher, out there at second base. Pitch to Pratt. Swinging and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Pratt finished his season last year in Double-A Biloxi. He was a part of their playoff run. He has shown some insane defensive skills in spring training. He's made some great plays. Just a young kid, too, 20 years old and a ton of promise. The 0-1 is low and in the dirt. He'll be playing in the prospect game tomorrow evening. Brewers have a doubleheader in one way or another, and the Brewers will be playing the Guardians in the afternoon at 1 o'clock Arizona time, and then after that game is completed, they'll be playing the prospect breakout game. 1-1 pitch. Pratt, a base hit to right. Alfaro sent around third. There will be a play at the plate. The throw is off the glove of the cutoff man, and Pratt ends up at second base. RBI single by Cooper Pratt, and that was a big league swing. Cutter up and in, kept his hands inside, and shot it through the right side of the infield.
It's been one of the things, Jeff, that I've been most impressed watching Cooper at the plate. He can use all fields. Really impressive for a 20-year-old to be able to do that against guys like Spence, who are major league pitchers.
That was a really impressive swing. Sal Frelick, top of the order. Frelick swings and misses at a breaking ball.
You knew that Cooper Pratt wasn't going to make the major league roster, but boy, has he made a good impression on everybody that has come to watch him here this spring.
A look into the crystal ball to the future for the Brewers at the shortstop position. 0-1 on Sal, and he chops it foul right near the on-deck area. It's a quick 0-2 on Frelick, who struck out in the bottom of the first. Three runs are in the second. One for Pratt, who is going to come in defensively later in this game for Bryce Terang. Still in that battle for the shortstop position with Joey Ortiz. Pratt has an opportunity to show the major league staff what he can do. The 0-2 hit foul and fastball at 93. As a minor league guy who comes over for the day, that's all you can do. And try and impress with your opportunity. 0-2 on Frelick. Pratt at second. Spence at the belt. And the pitch. Foul back again by Frelick. Trying to advance the inning to William Contreras, who waits on deck. O-2 pitch. Frelick laid off. One ball and two strikes. Last year, Spence, 4.5 ERA in 35 games, 24 of those starts with Oakland. Gave up 20 homers and 151 innings of work. Slight breeze out towards right center. 1-2 to Frelick. Bouncer to first base and foul. Stays at 1-2, and this is your standard Sal Frelick grind of an AB. Foul pitches off, make it tough on the pitcher. Spreads out that stance, chokes up on the bat, old school. Refreshing to see. 1-2 on Frelick. And the pitch is low and in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes.
It's like the definition of a grinder.
Yep.
Baseball version of one. And that's a compliment.
As Pat Murphy always says, ball player. Sal Frelick is a ball player. This is the eighth pitch of this at-bat between Spence and Frelick, trying to win the battle. 2-2. Ground ball towards the middle off the glove of Spence, right near the second base bag. Throw to first is not going to happen. Throw behind to third, and Pratt dives back in safely. It'll be an infield single. Because Spence got the glove on it and slowed the baseball down, Frelick had the speed to beat it out. Considering he fouled two balls off of his front foot in the same exact spot in the same at-bat yesterday, was wearing a shin guard and a foot pad for the remainder of the game yesterday. None of that for him today. Contreras at the plate, a single to right, his first time up. Runners are on the corners. And the pitch is down and away. One ball and no strikes. So an eight-pitch at-bat results in an infield single. Contreras is the eighth man to hit in the inning. Bullpen starting to move for the Athletics as Contreras out in front of a breaking ball. Fouled it away. One ball and one strike.
And Jeff, knowing William, these are the kind of at-bats, even in spring training, that gets his attention a little bit more. You got a couple of ducks on the pond and two out. He excels in these situations so often.
Got a huge right side to work with right now. And a toss over to first has Frelick back with a dive. The second baseman, Max Muncy. No, not that Max Muncy, even though he played for the A's before he was a Dodger. The other Max Muncy is playing 10 feet off of the second base bag. Sun poking through the clouds on this 1-1 pitch from Spence. Swing and a miss. Cutter up in the zone, and Contreras took a home run cut. Now he's down in the count, one ball and two strikes. And Contreras will use his timeout. Pratt, the runner at third. An RBI single with two outs. Frelick at first base after an infield single. 1-2 on the way. Down and away and knocked down by the catcher, Pareda. Two balls and two strikes. 3-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. Brewers with a split squad today. The other contingent out in Tempe against the Angels. And already with a 3-0 lead themselves. That game in the top of the second in Tempe. Tobias Myers starting for the other portion of the Brewers. 2-2 on Contreras. The pitch home. Down and away. Three balls and two strikes. And now Sal Frelick will have a head start on this 3-2 pitch with two gone. Contreras going the distance with Mitch Spence. And Spence steps off the back of the rubber for a disengagement. That's number two. And Seth Brown playing behind the bag at first base, not holding on Frelick. He goes, 3-2 pitch, fly ball center field. Well struck and well gone. Over the batter's eye for William Contreras. His second home run of the spring. Drew Avens, the center fielder, took a couple of courtesy steps backward, but it was way out of here.
That's the second time this spring, Jeff, he's hit a home run over that batter's eye here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. I told you that at bat in that situation was going to get his attention a little bit more. He put together a heck of an AB and then hit it about 440 feet.
On the sixth pitch of the at bat, he goes dead central. Visit to the mound for the Athletics. Trips to the mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for about 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating, and so much more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Ninth man to come to the plate in this inning is Christian Yelich. And for Spence, he may be getting close to the end of the string in this inning. Never want to get those guys above 25, 30 pitches in a particular frame. So Yelich comes up after the trip to the mound. And Yelich swinging a miss at a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Another home run for the Brewers. Means another donation to Hunger Task Force. Thanks to Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. That's $100 every time a Brewer hits a home run during the regular season. 0-1 pitch. Jammed towards left center. That'll be a base hit for Yelich. The hits keep on coming for the Brew Crew. They've hit around, sending their 10th man to the plate in this third. And here comes Darren Bush, the acting manager for the Athletics, to make a pitching change. U.S. Cellular, proud partner of Milwaukee Brewers Baseball, and reminds you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Colin Palouse will be the new pitcher coming in for the Athletics. He's a right-hander. We'll tell you about him when we come back. The Brewers have hung a sixth spot in the second inning on the Athletics on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We are with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. 331-2025.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's Schneider. Jobs.com.
Rhys Hoskins hits against Colin Palouse. Hoskins started this inning with a fly out to center, and he will take a breaking ball for a strike. And it's 0-1. Never want to make two outs in the same inning.
No.
Rhys trying to move the line to Joey Ortiz, who's on deck. This whole rally started with a hit by pitch with one out by Ortiz. Six runs so far in the second, and Hoskins fouls it away. He's in an 0-2 hole.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of six-run innings when the leadoff batter was retired on the first pitch.
And Brewers are moving and shaking with their offense. Scored four two-out runs in the frame. Yelich aboard at first after his base hit in the 0-2. Hoskins takes away. One ball and two strikes. Palouse, a token look over at first base. Brown holding the Yelich. One ball, two strikes on Hoskins. Here it is. Fly ball deep left, hammer time for Hoskins. His sixth home run of the spring. And the Brewers have hung a snowman on the A's. He was not going to make two outs in the same inning.
He really didn't want to do it, huh? Boy, what a swing. And we've seen that time and again throughout this Cactus League schedule from Hoskins. You never want to put too much stock into spring training results, Jeff, but that's just such a great sign.
Oh, what a great swing. Pitch to Ortiz is down and away. One ball and no strikes. We've said it time and time again. He just looks so healthy at the plate when he's taking his swings. One ball, no strikes on Joey Ortiz. And the pitch is a strike with a breaking ball. 1-1 on Ortiz. An 8-run bottom of the second. Pelosi throws to the plate, and Ortiz laid off the breaking ball. Two balls and one strike on Ortiz. Now, these are the times, and this is about the range where, for position players, and we discussed it briefly yesterday, where players can feel like the dog days of spring training. As Ortiz pops it up behind home plate, Pareda is right on Bob Uecker's signature and makes the catch on the U of Uecker. That'll end the inning. The Brewers get eight on seven hits and hit a couple of homers. Contreras and Hoskins go deep. 8-0 as we go to the third in Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Station near you.
Freddie Peralta now has an 8-0 lead as we go to the third in with the play-by-play. Here's Josh Maurer.
Yeah, he left the mound about 25 minutes ago, and it was 0-0. Now it's 8-0. Max Muncy leading off for the Athletics against Freddie, who pumps in strike one with a fastball.
That was 25 minutes ago? Felt longer.
Give or take.
Give or take a few minutes.
I didn't have the official stopwatch going, but it felt like it. 0-1 on young Max Muncy. Right-handed hitter takes a breaking ball for a strike. That was the curve, and it's nothing in two. Home runs from William Contreras and Reese Hoskins to cap off that 8-run rally for the Crew. And I think that was probably about 850 combined feet of home runs. Again, give or take. Overhead windup, Freddie in the 0-2. Muncy takes a high fastball for ball one. Contreras cleared the center field batter's eye, and then Hoskins went deep onto the berm and left. Yeah, I think 850 sounds about right. I don't know if they pushed 900 total feet, but they were impressive. And Peralta has been as well. 1-2 pitch, Muncy swings and pops one on the first base side. Way up into the blue sky for Reese Hoskins. Right behind the bag, Reese waiting, reaching up with two hands, and he squeezes it.
Couple of drives like that, you should have some in-flight entertainment or a snack.
You get free streaming on that in-flight.
It's very dicey. It's one of those new planes that's still trying to deal with the free texting.
Contreras is better have had it. That's how long it was up there. Esteori Ruiz swings through a high fastball. One out, nobody on in this 8-0 game. Esteori got into the Brewers organization in that deal with the Padres, the hater deal. A one pitch popped foul out of play, and it's nothing in two. He played three games total as a Brewer. And as you probably well know, if you're listening to us today, he was part of the swap that brought William Contreras into the Milwaukee organization. 0-2 pitch from Freddie. Breaking ball is in the dirt, 1-2 on a slider.
He was the only player that the Brewers gave up in that deal.
Isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think back to that trade, and it was only a couple of years ago, and you think, how could that have been possible? 8-0 game, the 1-2 pitch. Popped up, first base side again, and playable. Hoskins retreating out onto the outfield grass. Reaches up. Reese does, makes a two-handed catch again. Two outs. On almost identical plays here in the third. And Freddie gave up a couple of singles in the first inning. He has now retired the last five batters that he's faced. Make it six. Math was never my thing. Here's Jacob Wilson as the lineup card turns over for the Athletics. He takes the slider for a strike. Third inning is brought to you by Sitco, whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town. Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way. The one to Wilson. Down and away on a breaking ball, 1-1. 3 cents off every gallon every day with Sitco. Start with them, you're good to go. The Athletics' top prospect, Jacob Wilson, takes low. Breaking ball, 2-1. He flew to left to begin the ball game. Peralta getting stretched out as we get closer and closer to his opening day start against the Yankees. Wind up in the 2-1. Wilson swings, tips it off the home plate umpire. Ouch. It's a foul ball. It hit Marcus Hammond, Macon Hammond. I beg your pardon. Seems to be okay. It might have gotten him in the chest protector. He's getting an ovation for his troubles. I think that cheer was for Macon Hammond, our umpire. Very polite crowd. 2-2, the count on Jacob Wilson. Turning into a beautiful day. Temperatures getting up into the 60s. Peralta looking for his second straight 1-2-3. The pitch in on the hands, popped foul on the first base side, up into the seats. Remains 2-2 on Jacob Wilson. Jeff told us that Bryce Terang was a late scratch to the Brewers lineup today. We finally get a little word on the reasoning. It was a right shoulder issue, deemed precautionary by the Brewers. Right shoulder fatigue. 2-2 pitch. Line drive right field. In comes Margot with a play. Manuel reaches forward, makes the catch. Sinking line drive by Wilson is caught. And Freddy Peralta has now retired 7 in a row. We are headed to the bottom of the third. Milwaukee 8, the Athletics 0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Your hometown bank.
Brewers trying to put on an encore to an 8-run second inning. Mitch Spence, the starter for the Athletics, re-enters the game for the bottom of the third and delivers strike one on Manuel Margot. Spence recorded five outs, has been charged with seven runs and seven hits, and he's back out there. Margot swings and fouls one back out of play. He's behind 0-2. You can do that in spring training. Take a pitcher out of the game and then put him back in. Brewers did that yesterday with Nestor Cortez. Now Mitch Spence does so for the Athletics. Margot doubled against him last inning. The right-hander's 0-2. Breaking ball down and away, and he checked his swing for ball one. It'll be Margot, Alfaro, and Durbin. 6, 7, and 8 in the Brewers' order here in the home third. Freddy Peralta with three scoreless innings. He'll get a fourth when we get there. Nobody up in the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play right field side. 10 seconds for station ID. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
The 1-2 pitch again. Down and away on a breaking ball from Spence to Margot, 2-2. Leading off the home third, along with Kent Sommerfeld, our producer, and with Jeff Levering, I'm Josh Maurer. Big weekend here at American Family Fields of Phoenix.